So yeah, guys, so welcome to another episode of the Vibe with Edmond Orris podcast. I'm your host and the coolest boy in the world, Edmond Orris. So if you are listening for the first time, welcome. If you are a previous listener, welcome. This is number one football podcast in Nigeria, and I got two big football fans, a big Man United fan, a big Chelsea fan. If you're on Twitter, you will know them. They are guys, and we're always tweeting together. So I got them today, and I got us to do a very quick, it's a very short episode, a very quick recap of everything that happened in the world of football this past weekend. Man United won, Ronaldo scored, Chelsea won, Lukaku scored. So I got them, and we just did that. And then we also touched on the incoming Champions League games midweek. You get, so it's a very fun episode. You're going to enjoy it. And then we played a little game at the end, like we do normally in extra time. We just ask the trivia questions, and the trivia questions are going to crack you up. So if you are listening, better buckle up and enjoy yourself. I'll see you guys at the end, and please don't forget to share this podcast if you like the content, if you like what you're hearing, because we're going to be doing this type of episodes every week. Every Monday we do drop a football episode. Subscribe to the podcast on all podcast platforms and share the podcast. And if you like the content, there's a lot more where it's coming from. So we have like 20 other episodes you can listen to and you're going to love. And we don't just do football episodes, we do general. The last episode I drop is going to crack you up. It's a flight, I named that one Turbulence Flight episode, so you can listen to it, and it's a lot of fun. You're going to love it. So I'll see you guys at the end. So yeah, guys, so welcome to an episode of Vibe with Edmond Orris podcast. I'm your host and the coolest boy in the world. So today's episode is special. Today's episode, I have two very big football guys. These guys are literally the pillars of... So I have Bashar from Man United. And if you are a Man U fan and you don't know Bashar, then there's trouble. It's like saying you're a Man U fan and you don't know Ronaldo. So after today, I brought him here to the podcast. So after today, you guys should go and follow him. He's a big, big, big Man U fan. And of course, I have Nenye, European champion, pioneer women's football. She has been on the podcast before. I'm sure you guys have met her before. So I brought her here to come so we can do a very quick recap of the weekend games and brief review of Champions League games coming. So very quickly, Bashar, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. How does it feel to be on the podcast? How are you feeling? Are you excited? If you're a Man U fan, this is a period where if I'm a Man U fan, I'll be walking in this cloud right now.
That's what I'm doing. On top of the table, everywhere.
All right, it's good to have you on the podcast. Welcome. Nenye, how about you? How are you doing?
I'm fine. Feeling good now.
You're feeling good. You guys trashed it.
Yes,
you have to be feeling good.
Wasn't that impressed?
You were not impressed.
I wasn't that impressed. The performance wasn't that impressed.
Since we already started with Chelsea, let's start with Chelsea. 3-0. Lukaku scored two. Who scored the third one?
Kovacic scored the second one. Then Lukaku.
Okay, Kovacic. So.
Yeah.
So why are you not impressed? You won 3-0. What's there not to be impressed about?
Yeah, the way we started, actually, kind of the first half, our midfield was very open. More of Sahu's stuff. He's new to the league. The whole thing, the way he was losing ball and the rest, he wasn't making
tackles. He had a poor game.
Yes, he had a poor game. I think the intensity of the game, being and the whole thing, affected him, actually.
Okay.
It kind of exposed our midfield. And when your midfield is not working, basically everything is not working. Because everything goes through the midfield.
The midfield literally links the attack and the defense.
Yes. So, I wasn't that shocked. Thank God we switched to Jorginho in the second half. And things got better. Because we are there, my
Ballon d'Or winner. Because you guys are going to make a Ballon d'Or for him.
With PR for Twitter now. All those ones now. Agenda. See, he has agenda. No pass agenda thing. But I think if he makes the top three, he deserves it. That's the thing.
But I want to ask you about the game. Because that game now, Lukaku was brilliant. He was on his return to Stamford.
Yeah, actually, Kovacic. He scored with two chances created. He was two chances and he scored. So imagine if he was Werner that we had. That we had Werner now. You can see that two chances, you know, go score.
So who were your top three?
We are so good. Like they I think they had 18 shots, 6 on target. To show you how
Mendy was in very good form too.
Yeah. Hey, Mendy save was like mad. They had a double save, like quick reaction. Oh, God. And you see that boy, Watkins. I don't know what he will do. That boy won't kill us.
But
he missed the ball, I'll be shaking. Like, this boy, what do we do?
Who are your top three performers for Chelsea in that game? Because a lot of... Yeah.
Yeah, I'm picking Mendy first.
Okay.
Then Rudiger. And then I'm so keen Thiago Silva and then Kovacic because I think it was good too.
What of the guy that scored two goals for you?
Yeah. See, I know he scored, but let me just give it to that defense because of that first half performance. If they hadn't said that moment, I don't think we would have won 3-0 safe. So.
All right, yes. So
he's in my top five. If I'm going to make it top five, but for my top three, I'm just speaking from that defense.
No, Wala, you guys are waiting for Saul. I've been a Saul because I was literally so hyped when he came to Chelsea. He was on social media and everything, but he has come and he hasn't started so well. But let us talk about Bashar. Let's talk about Ronaldo now. Back in the Premier League, two goals. How are you feeling about Ronaldo and Man United this season?
The greatest of all time scored. No surprise. Good. So yeah, it wasn't something surprising. I was expecting it. I was expecting a goal, not two goals, but yeah. Ronaldo Instagram fan. It's nothing new. He's been doing this everywhere. So it's nothing new. But yeah,
how was the excited. How was the performance? Were you happy with what you saw?
Of course. Like 10 out of 10. 10 over 10.
Ten out of 10?
Consider the goal. It was unfortunate, but yeah, the whole performance was like the same.
How many goals are you expecting Ronaldo to score this season?
This season, I'll say 20. I don't want to go over the mark. I'll say 20.
20 in the league.
Uh-huh.
That's feasible.
Okay, do you mean?
That's feasible. Okay. 20 in the league is not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. But for Ronaldo, it's a normal thing.
Okay. I want to talk about Pogba and I want to ask you what you think. Pogba. You know, when Pogba came to Man United, he has always had doubters. People have always been comparing him. He has been inconsistent, and that's the truth. Let's be fair. There's always been talk on Twitter. You know, you see it unlocking Pogba, unlocking Pogba, unlocking Pogba. So it looks like they don't lock him now. 7 assists. Do you think he can break that Henry's 20 assist record?
With the team we have right now, I think he can. With the attackers we have, people that can score goals. I'm sitting right behind them, so yeah, I think he will provide a lot of assists this season.
So you think he can?
He can
be consistent enough and without injuries? You think he can stay fit the whole season to break it?
Like you know, I don't think it's really about Pogba being inconsistent. I think it's about the team, the players you have around him. Like you need good players for you to be consistent sometimes with this season. So. It was more about the team, not having quality players around him, rather than those games in course. And then the injury issues and everything. So, yeah. Now he has everything he needs to be consistent.
So what about Sancho? What's happening with Sancho? Because we just talked about Sal needing time to adapt. It looks like...
He's having a slow start, but yeah, because the Dortmund team is a totally different thing from Man United. Now we have a lot of stars in our team, so there are lots of things we can just do. Like when he was at Dortmund, he was comfortable on the ball. He can use the ball if he wants. Now we have other players, so yeah, it can't be the same thing. But he's going to adapt. I'm definitely sure he's going to adapt. He has that talent, so
So I'm still talking about Man United, and this is what I'm going to ask you before we move on to like other teams, because we have to talk about every other person. You've already said that your squad is very good, it's strong. You've added Ronaldo to that, you added Varane, you added Sancho. With Ole as the head coach in court, what are you expecting from Man United this season? What are you expecting?
I think we are going to win. I don't want to lie about myself. So, yeah, I saw winning the league. I don't want then something else. I can't say the champion. That one, yeah, well, anything can happen. But I think we are going to win.
All right. So in other news, other teams, your rivals won. Your Man City won. The Man City, you guys beat them in the Champions League final. I think you guys are playing Spurs and Man City next. So very tough.
Yes, set of games coming. Spurs, then Man City.
So how are you feeling ahead of those fixtures, and how are you feeling?
Well, see. Unlike before, I'm not afraid to face any big team now. So since this to tell, anybody can come. I'm not afraid. My only problem is injury. Injury. That's my only problem for this season. If we don't have injury, like what is happening with Kante, I'm not afraid of any team. Or,
so you are very confident ahead of those games?
Yes, those two games. And we were touching and played against Crystal Palace.
They respond 3-0.
They didn't have a shot on target, actually. So I need them to repeat that performance again. Even Harry Kane, you see how he played that day. Let him play it again. Exactly like that. I will take our win now. 3 points. They go out.
All right. Bashar, Liverpool now. Let's go to Liverpool. But you saw the Elliot boy. They beat Leeds 3-0. Salah scored. Mane scored. I forgot who scored the third goal. Who scored the third goal, please? I'm not calling the goals like I'm just like calling the goals. But those three people scored. How are you seeing them this season, Bashar? What do you think about Liverpool?
See, to be honest, I do not see Liverpool. I don't see them as the third. I know they are winning now. I know they're good. They'll come down at some point. The only team I'm seeing as a threat this season is Chelsea, I'll be honest. No, Man City. I'm not seeing Man City as a threat.
You are not seeing Man City as a threat?
Nobody.
I'm not seeing Man
City. See what Ronaldo is doing, though. You see what Ronaldo is doing.
Even with Tuchel and what he can do, I see the fear Man City. See, Man City now, everybody don't enter that first position, come down. Man City go enter, they know go be come down. You see their problem?
We did not have the squad. Chelsea did not have the squad. Man United did not have the squad. Came down this season. So it's not going to be easy for them like that. See, he just came from behind and he just we dropped. Everyone else dropped. Injury issues and everything like that. For this season, we have got there, so I don't think it's going to be easy for them.
So, Bashar, predict the top four now. Let's see if you're going to get it right at the end of the season.
Man United, of course.
Okay.
Aguero, second.
If you are new on the podcast, Aguero means Chelsea. That's what it means. It means Aguero.
Carabao Cup and FA Cup, man, you feel it. Carabao Cup.
I see Man City coming towards then maybe Liverpool, of course. Then Arsenal like 19 or something.
okay. Nenya, I've asked you your top four before. Do you want to?
I'm still maintaining. Okay, I still think I don't know why I think Man City are winning the league. I don't know why. I don't just know why. Yes. Then I'm still maintaining my Chelsea in second. Mind you, third, even with Ronaldo, now they end third. Now they be my coach. I don't care. Mind you, third. Then Liverpool. My fault. I may change it by December, but for now, I'm still maintaining it.
But before we leave this, Arsenal won 1-0. Good luck to them. Happy for them. before we go, there has been this issue of Stanship and Ronaldo causing a lot of issues since he came to Man United, because a lot of Chelsea fans that are Ronaldo fans are kind of, I don't know. How do you see that situation? Because on Twitter, the conversations have been happening and a lot of people are saying, if you are a Chelsea fan, you shouldn't be celebrating so much that Ronaldo is winning, because Ronaldo winning means Man U winning and you guys are playing in the same competitions. So it literally means that you are supporting Ronaldo ahead of your... So there's a lot of confusion there with this whole Ronaldo issue.
Yeah, you see the thing, you are celebrating Ronaldo scoring a goal. Indirectly, is affecting your own club, which is Chelsea. We are direct rivals, no matter, we are not local rivals, like their rivalry with Liverpool and the rest. Our local rivals are Tottenham and Arsenal, and then Crystal Palace and West Ham, yes.
Yeah, in London.
Yes, yeah, but for the fact that we are competing for the same league, top four, he score, you'll be there shouting shoe for what? They celebrated. Man, you are only topping the league because of goals scored. They scored 11, we scored 9. And that Ronaldo goal is the difference. Because if you remove it, we are both on 9-9 goals. The same goal difference, 8. So why do you tell me you are supporting Ronaldo and you're supporting Mayu? Which kind of logic is that?
I want to ask, Basha, what do you think about this situation? Because I'm sure you've seen the conversations on Twitter too.
The thing is that just after Ronaldo is bigger than Chelsea. It's not even about as a Chelsea fan, you have to admit if someone is bigger than your club, you just have to leave it for them. You just have to you can't help standing Ronaldo regardless of which team you support. I don't think, okay, for me, it's more about my club test, so I'll pick. That's why I've cheated from Messi FC. I say Ronaldo is a Chelsea, so in their own scenario, I can understand. They need to understand. They can understand.
Messi is bigger than Man U too now. Abi, Messi is bigger than Man U, and Ronaldo is bigger than Man U too. Because that's Man U. Logic.
I have more trophies than Chelsea. I mean, Mayu has more trophies than Messi.
Oh, wahala. Ronaldo has more championships than you. Even Varane, where they, your team has more championships.
Messi but this is
he's bigger than you.
Why? This is why I feel this is to some people's defense. Like what Basha is trying to say now is that Ronaldo and Messi, especially, have grown. They are bigger than football clubs, so it's difficult for like your rivalry to be or for your support to be.
I get it.
But it's actually a very confusing situation, to be honest. Because
you see my actual problem with the thing is saying you are not supporting Mayu indirectly. Whether you like it or not, you are indirectly supporting
them. I think that's true because you can't support Ronaldo and say you want Ronaldo to score 4 goals and Mayu to lose, because even if Ronaldo gets on to score 100 goals, if Mayu end the season trophyless, he's not going to shine. They are going to come for him, and obviously they are coming for your player. So you are indirectly still supporting, because Man United's progress is Ronaldo's progress.
There is another side to the whole thing. Man U fans that are Messi fans. I don't want to mention them, but there's one. He couldn't celebrate Ronaldo goal. Your own player. And he just wrote 1-0 Man U. I was like, he don't finish. So
I think that one is just good. I think some of all these things, so people are just like making fun with it and just using it to catch. At the end of the day, you can't be a Man U fan and then a Man U goes into the net and you are not happy about it, regardless of who is scoring.
Guys, saying that one Portuguese.
Wait, Basha wants to say something.
I felt the same way about Messi when he was at Barcelona, because I hate Barcelona, but then I like Messi. And I don't want Messi to be on the losing position. But at the same time, I want Barcelona to lose. But I always want Messi to score, so it was a very confusing thing for me. So, I understand what you're saying.
How did you deal with it for all the years?
I was having this feeling. Whenever Barca loses, I know it will be sad. So, it doesn't feel good. And I love seeing him score. But then when he scores, it means, and I don't want him to win. So, I was having this feeling the whole time.
All right.
But, I'm glad you're out of there. I'll still attach back. I'll be happy. Like, there is nothing holding back.
All right. And for Barca, since we're talking about Barca. Since we're talking about Barca already, but their game was suspended this weekend, so there was no game. We're supposed to play Sevilla, so no game. But in Spain, Atletico beat Espanyol 2-1. Lama and give them 10 minutes extra time. Why do you give 10 minutes extra time? Why are you giving 10 minutes extra time? And they scored in the 99th minute. It's just hilarious. It's shocking. You understand? And then Real Madrid, it pissed me off. And then Real Madrid won this night too. They came back from a goal down to win 5-2. Benzema hat trick. Even Akoro is scoring. Akoro is balling, and that's a scary sight for football, because it looks like a lot of good things are happening to my rivals, and I'm not happy about that. But I can't wait to see Messi in the Champions League this midweek, by Tuesday or Wednesday. I think on Wednesday. Yes. So, guys, let's talk about Champions League briefly. About teams. Barcelona play Bayern Munich. Basha, what do you think about that game?
The usual thing. Like, Bayern posted this thing on Twitter today. The record between and Barca. According to you guys, have played like 8 games. 1-6. And I think you guys want to and agree to. So, that record, Bayern is going to win, of course. Like 100%. There's no doubt. I'll put all my money on it.
Do you think they're going to spank us in again, like the 8-2 last time?
Might not be up to 8, but then, they will spank you guys as usual.
All right. Then, what do you think about that game? Are you giving Barcelona any chance?
I think you guys might actually nick it, but you might score one, but I think they will score three. That's the thing. They will still win. That's my own. And I want them to beat you guys well, well. Like, may they go beat you now. So, say, I don't even know why Memphis Depay is crying already.
I know a lot of people don't like Barcelona, so it's literally Barcelona against the rest of the world. But, Basha, before we come to Chelsea, Man United go to play against, I think, Young Boys. I know those are the type of teams Ronaldo likes to start the party against.
I'm not ready. I want us to trash them.
You want people to trash them, Abi?
Yeah, I don't want, like, first goal line. I want us to finish the game.
All right, we'll be looking forward to that. Chelsea, you guys play
Zenit St. Petersburg.
I know you've already said you're not scared of playing anything, but how are you feel again?
Well, very confident.
Oh, is your confidence for me?
What I'm expecting, yeah?
Is your confidence for me?
Yes, I have a coach that knows what he's doing, so why won't I be confident? I don't have any other choice than to believe in him. I've doubted him so many times and proved me wrong, so I'm taking the L now. I have to believe in him by fire, by force, like he's the most. I think all we right. can. Maybe 4-0, 5-0. And for Man U, I know they can trash Young Boys. Sha, they know trash them finish. No can qualify for their group like they did last season. May they save their goal.
All right. Before we go to pay our dues, and again we go to extra time where I ask you guys like just fun questions, so we end the episode. Let's give our Champions League favorites now, Basha. Early season, we're still in the group stage, but can you make a bold prediction of who's going to win the Champions League this season?
I think I see PSG. I want to believe in my team and say I don't want to lose my worst speaker, so I would say PSG.
PSG.
That was second choice. Like,
okay, second choice. Let's hear the second choice.
United, of course.
Man United. Okay, so Basha is saying PSG. Yeah, what about you? Champions League.
Yeah, right? I'm saying PSG, but my problem is Pochettino.
You don't trust him.
I don't trust him at all. I don't trust him. Yeah, they have the squad. They have Messi. They have a but Pochettino. I don't trust him. Yeah, I'm still giving it to them. I see.
It took Spurs to the Champions League finals now. So
yes, I know. It's not the same. You can have a team like Spurs and take them to Champions League final and get a team with PSG like PSG and won't. Football is not 1+1 now, sure you know. So actually, that's the thing. It doesn't work like that.
And speaking of PSG, they won. Messi didn't play, but they won.
Yeah, I still think they can win it. So that's still my favorite. Then Man U. I want to force Man U to be favorite. No. They must be favorite too. So they get 8 world class players.
All right, guys. Yeah. It's been fun talking with you guys. Yeah. But before you guys go, I want to ask you guys some fun question in extra time. We're in extra time now. In extra time, we just talk anything. But before extra time, let's pay our dues.
So, guys, you're a football lover. You're a Man U fan. You're a Chelsea fan. You're a Arsenal fan. You're a Barcelona fan. You're a Real Madrid fan. I know of a place where you can get your clubs merch, and really, they're the best in the business. It's called Reps Apparel. Reps Apparel on Twitter. Reps_apparel on Instagram. You guys should go and check them out. They have the most wonderful designs you will ever come across. You can check them. They have sweatshirt, they have caps, they have hoodies, they have crop tops, they have basically any new sort of clothing that you want for your club to associate with your club, and they are beautiful. You guys should go and check them out. I'm going to drop their description and their handle on the podcast description, so you guys can go and check them out. They have the best of merchandise for any football club that you can think of. I have my own. I know some other people too have theirs. And as time goes on the podcast, we're going to be doing giveaways so you guys get to. I want to give some people a merch from them, you know, because they are really, really beautiful. You guys should check them out. You can cop them for yourself at really affordable prices too, you get. So, yeah, guys, let's go back to extra time.
Okay, so guys, welcome back. So, in extra time, Basha, I heard about your place in Ilorin, your drinks and grill place. And please, guys, Abi, tell us about that, because I see it on your Twitter, Abi. It's a beautiful place, lovely pictures, and I see how you push it. And you know, I've told you before that I want to come I want to come and chill then, Lawrence. So please tell us a little bit about it before we go into the extra time briefly.
It's a small sport, but we're growing big. We have all sorts of things. We sell for our books and all sorts of things. We're looking to add to our menu. We sell small tools also. Just right next to the mall.
It's just where?
It's next to the mall, next to Pounds Mall in Ilorin.
Okay. So guys, if you're if you're in Ilorin, you guys should check that one out. So quickly, before I let you people go, I need to ask some. How do we play this game now? I want to call something, and then you're going to tell me if it's overrated, underrated, or highly rated, or properly rated.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Ready. So who is going first? Let Nene go first. Ladies first.
What up?
Are you there? First?
I'm here.
All right. So shawarma. What do you think about shawarma?
I think it's properly rated. Not overrated, not underrated.
Out of pizza.
Overrated.
Pizza is overrated. You don't like pizza?
I'm not a fan of it.
Okay, alcohol.
Alcohol. Well, it's overrated. At least the damages it causes is very, very overrated.
Very, very overrated. Sancho.
Sancho.
Let us, Sancho.
Properly rated, not overrated, not underrated. But since he's in Premier League now, he might become overrated soon. So anything goes.
Pedri, what of Pedri?
Pedri. Still, see, he's in between overrated and proper. Like, let me say, okay. Is there a bridge between overrated and properly rated? Is there a bridge between the two?
No, like, you have to say one.
You are either one or the other. Yeah. Let me just call him properly rated. Let me not even use overrated for him.
Okay.
I want feedback fast off, Sha, but make I just.
I know what I'm asking now. Say it. Big brother, Niger, shine your eye house.
Highly overrated, like 100%. See, this season one is the most boring season ever. Like, no content. Almost like they came in there with something at the back of their mind. Like, they knew what they are coming to do. They feel they have fans outside that if they come out from the doorstep, they will give them Range Rover awards. I don't even know what their plan is.
So you've not enjoyed this season at all? So what's your favorite season ever?
That should be... It's between Alex and then Macy season. One of them. I can't choose. I love those two seasons.
So, all right. Let's go to the king now. Ronaldo fan, be my United fan. Biggest fan in England. Are you ready for your one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so let's start with shawarma this time. Is shawarma highly rated, properly rated, or underrated?
Properly rated.
Properly rated. Also pizza.
Actually, I think it's one of the
best. Okay. What of iPhones?
iPhone is I think it's underrated, kind of. With Android.
Underrated. Users, I agree with that.
Android users, I think, over underrated mode. It's actually underrated. It's a very good phone.
It's a very, very strong phone. Mason Mount.
Is underrated. I actually. The pilot of Chelsea fans hated me. That's one fact.
Okay.
The big win.
I approve.
What of Grealish?
Grealish is, I think it's great. That's fine. He's not underrated and he's not very good. He's just fine. Yeah, this is quality and everything.
Ansu Fati. I want to hear what you think about Ansu Fati. What do you think about Ansu Fati?
No, that one is overrated. I don't know. I agree with my star boy. He's overrated.
He's overrated. Like, he's overrated.
He's overrated.
But I think he's properly rated. And I'm happy he has gotten Barcelona's number 10 shirt. I'm happy that I know he's going to prove a lot of people wrong.
Okay.
Okay, so before you guys go, you guys will give us a social media handle, but you will tell us the best two music you are currently jamming, your favorite music at the moment, and then you will give us your social media handles. Okay, so Bashar, go first, since you went first the last time. So your two music jamming.
The first one is Whiskey Down Video. Hero by this guy. How's it called? Fireboy.
All right. Yeah. Social media handle.
That's Farouk Bashar.
On Twitter and Instagram, or just Twitter?
I use the same thing. On
Twitter and Instagram?
Yeah, same handle.
All right. Podcast description. So people that want to follow you can go and follow you. What about you, Neye? Favorite music at the moment?
At the moment, I don't really have. That's the thing. I don't follow trend, kind of. So I listen to all those 90s.
And I know you watch Love Island a lot.
Yes, I watch Love Island a lot. Oh, I can't mention any two music I'm listening to now, because most of my playlists are from 90s and the rest.
And Lucky To Be, you like Lucky To Be a lot, yeah?
Yes, I love him a lot. If I'm going to mention, that means I'm going to mention all his albums now. So you don't have that.
All right, it's been fun talking to you. Where can I find your social media, please?
So my Twitter is at Neye Chelsea. Neye, like N-E-N-Y-E, then Chelsea.
All right, you guys should follow her. She's a lot of, she's more fun on Twitter. She's a lot of fun on Twitter. If you're a Chelsea fan, you're going to love her. And she was on the podcast on the Open Day and Women's Football episode. If you have not listened to
that. Yeah. Wait, can I ask something about that women's football?
Like, okay.
One thing. One.
Okay.
Yeah, hey. This thing, Champions League draw is tomorrow for group stage. 12 p.m. Yes, 12 p.m. UK okay. time. It's the same thing with Nigeria. Okay. I'll post it on my page. So.
All right, guys. It's fun talking with you guys. Thank you guys for joining, and I will see you guys next week.
All right.
So yeah. Thank you guys, and God bless you.
Bless you too.
So yes, guys, that was a fun episode to produce. I can't wait for us to start doing the visual part of this podcast. That's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait for it. But since until we get there, we're going to be making more episodes like this. Please don't forget to share the podcast. Please send it to your football group. Send it to your friends that love football. Let them subscribe to the podcast. Let them turn on the podcast notifications. We're going to be dropping episodes like this every Monday. Football episodes, and every Friday we drop a general episode. The last Friday episode I dropped top last Friday, we have an episode where we talked about your single, because we have pressure you face episode, we have the friends and the right support system, and they are there. Check the podcast. It's on Apple, it's on Spotify, it's on Audio Mac, it's on Google Podcasts, it's on Anchor, it's basically it's everywhere. So please, if you are listening and you loved what you heard, please share the podcast. That's the only way we can. That's the only way you can support me. Another way is you can sponsor the podcast, and you can advertise on the podcast. You sponsor the podcast. If I get more sponsors, I will be able to make more content, because Champions League is coming, and I'm getting some of my listeners saying they want Champions League episodes. I can do Champions League, so it's going to cost a lot of money. So if you want more content like that, you can reach out to me and we can work something out. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you taking your time to listen to me every week. I'm going to bring more and more interesting guests as the season progresses. And please don't forget, if you want to enjoy me, and you want to enjoy the podcast, follow me on social media. Follow me at Edmund Doris on Twitter and on Instagram. You get more details about the podcast and about football really from following me. So you can follow me at Edmund Doris on Twitter and at Edmund Doris on Instagram. So thank you guys, and I wish you all a beautiful week.